From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Still no response from North Korea after Saturday's unanimous vote by the United Nations Security Council. The council voted 15-0 for a resolution written by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. That's a third of what the company produces in exports. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, on the new sanctions, which were voted for by Russia and China.
We must work together to fully implement the sanctions we impose today and those imposed in past resolutions. The step we take together today is an important one. But we should not fool ourselves into thinking we have solved the problem. Not even close.
The resolution to place added sanctions on North Korea is in response to the rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. The tests show that North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho Sunday at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. A warning to North Korea by foreign ministers from the 10 ASEAN countries is expected to soothe the U.S. government, which the ministers hope will play a stronger role in their region. This is VOA News.